This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
This is From the Fringes, a show about alternative provocative views. This week, Jack and I am your host.
That's right, yes.
Because this week we're going away to Waitangi, aren't we, Jack?
That's right, yes.
We've got Roderick with us.
Greetings.
And that's going to be an exciting time because we're going to be talking about the Treaty of Waitangi and what we hope to achieve in terms of Maori rights and self-determination within the country, and how the right wingers have sought to take the treaty away from us with David Seymour Treaty Principles Bill.
And, yeah.
He was opposed, like apparently the High Court opposed him in lots of respects there. And so if we didn't have a treaty, we wouldn't know who we were, would we?
No, we wouldn't.
We'd lose our identity in this country. The right wingers would take over. We'd only look at people with properties and the corporates. And we would lose our identity, particularly when we're talking about the whakaputanga.
Jack, if we go back to 1840, there were 6,000 different languages tangata whenua could have chosen to sign up with. They chose not French, but English. So now there's only 3,000 distinct languages, and that's, 180 years after that time.
Yeah. And I also like Tania Waikato. She's a lawyer and she's representing the Greenies Party, because she's one of her policies here is honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi, seeking the repeal of legislation including the Regulatory Standards Bill, the Marine and Coastal Area Takuta Moana. What is the Regulatory Standards Bill? What's that bill?
Basically, my understanding is that you have to explain the impacts, the financial impacts on society before you bring in legislation, because a lot of things have been happening from a green perspective and it costs the country. For example, if we said no more use of fossil fuels, then all the lights would be turned off and there'd be no more motor cars. So it's just forcing the governmental process to say the cost of it to the economy before they just lurch into it.
Yeah. Now she's got here proper resourcing of kaupapa Maori services across health, housing, education and justice, including the re-establishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Maori Health Authority. I mean, that's a big mandate, isn't it? Covering a lot of areas.
Yeah.
So yep. What do you know about Maori services in the health, housing and education and justice area?
They're thriving. That's what I do know. Yep. It's been all over the news.
Yep.
And yeah, it gives Māori people like me a lot of hope.
Yeah, yep. From a demographics background, which I've done some postgrad study in, Jack, obviously birth rates, death rates and migration rates of human population is demography, and part of that is health policy. And so there are certain things that means that certain language groups in society live less life expectancy than others, and one of the ones they've designed is, or defined is, why Māori life expectancy is shorter than European life expectancy.
Yeah. So with the possibility of losing the UN, and we've always talked about the Orange Amber movement and getting back to William of Orange in terms of the constitution he had and honouring true currency and also treaties, indigenous treaties. I think a lot of the Maori people, they like the Orange movement. because it represents self-determination for the Maori people, who they really are, as opposed to a right-wing system of David Seymour, who would take away treaty rights and have their regulatory bill put in place, and we would deny Maoridom who they really were. And,
if I may, Jack, my understanding 300 years ago was that the Parliament required a king to come back into the system, William of Orange, simply because there's something special about a individual human being. So Parliament in itself, what do they say, a corporate entity is the soul of a filing cabinet. And so by bringing back an individual who can be able to give out justice and clemency and mercy is important for any system. And that is where we are. Do we have that from Charles III as the Governor General fulfilling that role? And Māori feel it's not. And therefore, should we take the Māori monarchy as our head of state?
Yeah, the Queenie Council, you often refer to that. And also, I used to be with Alex Phillips in 1969 and the Mana Ariki Marae, and he supported all the different tribes of the world. He had Maori he had Indian tribes come here.
Yeah.
He had the indigenous tribes of Aborigines over in Australia. And he had 5,000 cultural people would come there each year and they'd celebrate. But he was involved with the Maori prophetic movement, and he honoured Ratna and all the churches.
Yeah, well, I lived in Chatham Islands or Rehu or Wharekauri back in 1995, 1996, and I've spent three times at Ratanapā for 10 days, and one of those times I saw Alex Phillips come on to the marae and welcome everyone to come back to his whare, which you've been to with the four east, south, north and west, and the little train station that ran down there.
Yeah, because they used to wait for visions of the Madonna, the Black Madonna on the marae. And I had a vision at one time, and it was where the Madonna Falls are there, where the Maori would hop in the water, sprinkle themselves with water, and they'd get healed. And the light woman came up to the car window, and I put my foot flat tack on the floorboards, took off to Taramanui, and I thought to myself, what is the significance of all this? And the significance was that all the tribes all had to work in together. Everyone had to work in together because the suicide toll and the family destruction was going to be so great that people would not be able to keep up with it. So,
The word Morihu or people of the light is something. And one of the things that Ratana did was unite Māoridom above tribal and iwi or hapu loyalties. And so one of the things that I've deduced from Ratana is the accountancy was done in te reo Māori. So in the old churches, if it's Catholics, it's done in Latin or that. But the accountancy for TW Ratana was done in te reo Māori. Yeah. And that's, I believe, one of the power bases. And that's why Parliament members still go there every year, because of the mana. They recognise the mana, and the mana is recognised back as well.
Yeah. Now, Jenny, this trip of Paul Zentfield.
To Waitangi.
To Waitangi. You're also thinking of getting married.
Yeah.
And you're also talking about travelling around New Zealand.
Yes, so we will be travelling around New Zealand to do events and seminars and also fundraisers.
Yeah. So what would the focus be with the events? What would
The focus is on child torture in New Zealand. So we want to ensure that it never happens again, what happened at Lake Alice Psychiatric Institute.
So, there's been a lot of protests about that, and there's been money dished out, if you like, to those
who Crown Response.
Crown Response.
Yeah.
And they had a number of procedures they wanted to be put in place. Better safety for people, better safety for families and this sort of thing.
So the whole Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care was to figure out solutions about how to stop abuse and care from happening.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's still happening.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
This is why I've always promoted family mediation and also the Purple Hearted Fathers for Justice Father-Child Reunion Maori Aura Fathers Circle support group for the well-being of fathers, the Elijah Task Father Heart Ministries training spiritual fathers, big buddy supporters. So they are actually providing safe place for sharing father-related issues with understanding and hoping to strengthen our fathering abilities. So many fathers have been written off in the current system because we know that 3 out of 4 suicides are fathers who can't get access to their own children. I mean, you saw that current incident with Phillips when they shot him because yeah. he was living with 3 children. And what happened? Was she on drugs, was she, or something?
Yeah, she was considered unfit to raise her children.
Yeah.
So the custody of the children currently lies with Oranga Tamariki.
Yeah. And so at that time, why did Phillips hightail it with his own children out into the hills, though? Why did he do that?
Well, unfortunately, because of the Privacy Act, we will never be allowed to know.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a rumour that he conceived with his own child. Is that something that...
That's probably just speculation yeah. and a rumour.
Okay. It was a huge event. It was over the media all the time. And then they talked about police needing to wear body cams so they could keep an eye close watch on what goes on when they uplift children. And
the case actually went viral.
Yeah.
It went global.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And with Parental Support Social Services Hub, but this is some of the work we hope to do this year, with father-mother mentoring, suicide prevention initiatives, suicide first aid, connect, confront, confirm, and contract with a safety plan. Ministry to mental health, that's also a very important area because there's a lack of funding going to the mental health areas at the moment. And to Ministry to Survivors of State Care Abuse, MIF Addiction Recovery, because drugs are so powerful nowadays, aren't they? And a lot of people die of drug overdoses in one thing or another. But promoting whole order, holistic health and well-being. Whole order health, with Maori people supporting their own people with healing processes in one thing or another. How do you see that operating, Jenny?
Massage is an important part of health.
Yeah, it is. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One of the things about picking certain vegetation in the forest gives you yeah. connection to the land, and so there's some land rights issues with that, but it keeps alive those traditional methods of healing, and that's a good synergy between those things. So you mentioned some words there which relate to healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I do my Elvis Act, and that's going to be happening in the new year on the 9th, because I've got a couple of places to visit, and I do a lot of Elvis inspirational songs.
Can we have a quick medley?
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the rosebuds, and a voice I hear falling on my lips. The Son of Man discloses. And he walks with me, and he
there is
talks
a big
with
grin
me.
On Roderick's face.
I walk through a tunnel in Flagstaff, and the acoustics are brilliant. We need to take Jack and record him in that tunnel.
We do.
My ear, none other has ever known. But anyway, I'm going to have a massage.
Yes.
A stool there, so I can do facials, hands, and foot massages, and back
at the Waitangi Festival.
No, I'd like to take it along there. Perhaps I should do an.
I think you should.
But when I do my gigs at some of the old folks' homes,
yeah,
I'll have a massage stool
and sing to them.
But I'd also like to talk about Rainbow Ribbons because we have the trauma recovery practitioner, which is number 6. We have grief therapists, talking therapy, and we've got holistic healers. And the holistic healer, which is the Emerald Asher Philip Celestial Man, ambassador functionary, holistic healer, compassionate hearts with healing hands. Understand the importance of spirit, mind, body, and social integration. What are the Maori house, the food house at the tall, talk about?
Kai.
Wharekai.
Wharekai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The four sides.
The kitchen the and the eating
side,
area.
The spirit mm-hmm. side, the soul and side, and the body side.
Wharenui, sleeping,
to all
yeah.
the
pa,
together.
All of it.
Holistic yeah. healer, compassionate hearts, with healing hands. New creation Asherites, the symbol of the olive tree, happy, blessed, prosperous, and anointed, practicing peace, contentment, and joy, expressing hospitality and giving, expressing the nature of God. So that's number 6, the holistic healer. So this is very important when we're talking about cooperating with your higher power. Yeah.
Can I just say something quickly? One of the things is New Zealand Sign Language and Te Reo Māori, because I noticed one of the ministers who speaks bilingually, when he went from English to Māori, the sign language person behind him stopped.
And
you say yes, but I'm saying when we're up at Waitangi and you see ministers, can you ask that we have New Zealand Sign Language being able to sign when someone speaks Te Reo Māori? It's essential we get that.
Oh, wow, yeah, that is,
okay.
Because it's an official language.
Of course it is. And the two official languages need to work together, and they're not at the moment.
Yeah.
So we really need to bring that out this
Well, I mean, quite often I say ka pai met te atua, and haere mai, and kia ora, little words like that. But to expect us to speak it fluently, that's a bit asking too much.
But did Jeff use the word God like this? Is this God? When he did his little... Because he did sign language in the last episode.
Yeah.
There you go. We can learn it too, Jack. Sign language and Māori together.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about one of our shows by anointing people for healing.
Yeah.
And anointing people as king priests. And I was talking about how Trump was targeting jihadist Islamic terrorists in Nigeria, and he was blowing up drug boats from Venezuela. A lot of people see this as conspiracy, because Jeff was saying, did it really exist? I was just seeing, say, something on a screen instead of the real thing. What do you think, Rod?
I mean, the caliphate since 622 is a real challenge, and after the third caliph, there was a real expansionism in the way that Arabic was written out, and so there was some German scholars who found Aramaic writings of the Quran, and so these are really big questions, and I feel for people who have religious faith when they want to do something at a solar system level, and then another government comes in and takes their lives because of it. Because you talking in tongues, Jack, is a safe thing to do, but if you're trying to set up a caliphate, then you get international condemnation from a number of the United Nations members or permanent members because of their Christian base. And if you have a look at it, French, a permanent member, Britain, a permanent member, Russia, a permanent member, and they outnumber the other two.
So I was saying that Trump is God's instrument of justice because of the work that he's doing. He's got the Nobel Peace Prize and he's trying to stop all the wars going on.
Yeah.
And there's been a book about Avatar. I read it yesterday at a Christian bookshop. And it was saying that there's God, you know, male gods and female queens. And you know, with Jezebel attacking Naboth's property and attacking men and all this sort of thing. I think he sees the gay movement as a bit of a Jezebelic movement or something like that, you know what I mean? But I'm more of a universalist because I relate to Christ and all believers, you know, even Muslims, Buddhists, and we've had that as a theosophist believer. We're trying to save the theosophical lodge at the moment because Auckland wants to steal it. and we're saying it's not for sale, but that recognises all faiths.
Well, we're in this room together, and I see Yani, when she mentioned Zuckerberg, come up on her phone, and so there's the female queen.
He just popped up on Facebook this morning to say hello.
I know, and it's sort of like the king appearing. So there's these challenges around female entities or avatars and male entities or avatars, and Zuckerberg just popping up like that, but in flesh, we're here in the same room, so you have to be the only queen and amongst the three of us.
Yeah. I have a friend who was in the Avatar films.
Yeah.
She was a stunt woman.
Yeah.
And they put the dot dots. You know the dot dots
in the studio? She must have been quite athletic to get
she
those.
She is a very athletic, and she's gorgeous.
Jack's
too.
Got the oil out. Are we going to put some on our earlobes? Are you, Jack?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the king priest being anointed. They anointed his toe, his thumb and his ear as consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you're talking about revival amongst the Maori people, because I knew Murray Thompson, who also took us up to Waitangi, and we were part of the Dawn service up there.
Yeah.
And we used to, the Maori people, they loved the healing anointing. They loved to get healed. And I used to be part of a Pentecostal church in Narawahia, and I was an assistant pastor, and we had so many Maori people that were part of that. And there were a lot of Maori ministers at the time who used to preach on marais. And it was common for at least one or two Maori people to be present whenever they had a meeting on a marae, and they'd be preaching the gospel. And I think if you go back in history with the Whakaputanga, that one half the Maori people were converted at the time with the word for the Bible, the Maori word for the Bible.
Oh.
Yeah. And they preached from the King James, and all the missionaries, they converted so many of the Maori people to the Lord, particularly down in the Waikato area.
I think they liked the unity that came between the French sailors and the English sailors, and so they were both united through the common Bible. So that's the fourth article of the treaty when you go up to Waitangi, and that's something which is unwritten, and we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
But I just raise that with you because that's what you're touching on now, Jack, around where do we go with this revival. Because you're right, the spirit globally is there. If Zuckerberg's popping up, well, I don't think he's, well, Johnny?
Yeah.
He popped up on your phone. I didn't see him.
I know. He was water skiing, by the way.
So if we're going to change the world from the bottom up, and we need revival, we need king priests and people who can contact God and facilitate the flow of the spirit, and people can minister to other people and build them up in the Lord. And a lot of the Maori ministers have gone now, you know what I mean? The old order is gone, and we need the new ones.
Well, you say your prayers at Vinnie's, Jack,
yes,
and that people ask for that. We had the Tama Potaka was at the last one, and Mesh McDonald's husband there with the barbecue factory cooking. And did you open that with prayer?
Yeah, I did. Yes. And also working with the streeties, there's a New Zealand Bill of Rights, and making them sort of responsible citizens with rights and responsibilities. But a key is bringing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I saw Zach just the other day, and we're on talking terms again. I went to see Simon, and I prayed for Simon. He was going through some issues at the time. But one thing we were told at church is we should minister to one another, and says, say to one another, what's an area of need for you at the moment that I can pray for?
Mm.
A big area of me, my heart was sort of pierced through when Amanda kind of rejected me. So I went for a bit of a breakup. So I needed prayer in that area to become married to Christ and to be independent and know who I really am.
Your son is benefiting from the extra time, Jack, and I think that's where you need to invest.
Absolutely.
In the time. Also, the place where I'm staying, which is the Bishop Gaines Village, a lot of elderly people there, I'm talking to them now, But they used to have a Catholic presence where they were all Catholics, but now they're all from different faiths. But I'm losing the personal touch because a lot of them don't talk socially as much as they used to. You know, they're old, they're a bit frail. And
well, I think your son at some stage, when he chooses his wife, and then you'll have grandchildren. So I'm just saying that there's one female human being on the planet, which is your focus with your son, and their grandchildren will come. So that really, Jack, is where you need to focus.
I thank my family. They acknowledged me at Christmas and told me to come over and to stay, which is really good, my sister and my brother. But I noticed one of my brothers is not being accepted because he has to look after his wife, this guy.
There's always one that is not accepted in the family.
A bit of a scallywag, a bit too sort of German or whatever.
The black sheep.
Yeah, but I was saying to my family, why can't they accept him even though he's slightly a bit different? And the older brother said, oh, he just wants to come over here and use the place, but he can't do that, you know what I mean? So coming back to Waitangi.
Yes.
And coming back to Maori evangelism.
Yes.
And the transformation that we need to see amongst the Maori people. We need to teach people how to cooperate with their higher power. And going into the elections is so important because we can't have the right wingers with David Seymour wiping the treaty.
Yeah.
And just taking care of the money men, people with property, but denying the rest of our society. And this is where standing as independent candidates was so very important.
Well, Jack, I've always felt Sandra Lee, when she came in, and I know we're running out of time, but if the United Nations adopted Māori tikanga, I think that's the next big push, is the world adopting Māori tikanga. And I think that's what we've got as a lighthouse for the planet, because our race relations are brilliant in New Zealand, and I'm just saying that that's where we should shine our light
and
offshore.
And we could set a trend to the rest of the world with the only ones with the treaty. So thank you very much, everybody listening.
Oh no, we've still got 1 minute, guys.
1 minute.
Yeah, right, so well, let's go on that. So that's where I would push internationally, simply because we've got a solid foundation.
Common law sovereignty.
I would start with Tonga. I think a delegation from Waitangi out to Tonga. They've just had their elections out there, and Lafuni's father is now the chairperson of the parliament. So there's a personal connection. He went through law school. Shout out to Tonga. His mum passed away last month, but we're just recognising the monarchy on Tonga and their constitution out there.
Right.
We've had a fantastic show today, guys. I just wanted to say ka kite and goodbye. Okay. Don't you guys want to say goodbye?
Yep, bye-bye.
Yes, welcome to 2026.
Right. Have a fantastic Waitangi week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.